friend's impressions in order to know how to improve for the next time. But before that, maybe we can hear what was your impression.
I look at it from a single side, and this is what determines everything in my eyes. Do such events bring the hearts of the friends closer into one heart? Because this is very important, because if we will come a little bit closer, each one by 1 millimeter truly towards each other, already we will feel how much into the heart of each one a great spiritual force enters. And this is already a net higher profit when we come to the same extent towards the Creator, so much so that we can feel that He is becoming revealed to us more and more. He appears to us. He's felt in us. And this is why, accordingly, I calculate. But we need to have a preparation for such events. We need to be in anticipation. What are we expecting from such events? We need to truly be, I would say, in a longing for the results of it, that the heart will expand and will be ready to feel in it from the side of the Kli, the upper light, the Creator, who is filling him, and for sure the Creator is filling him, but does the person already feel it? That is, we need to see in such actions, and also during the daily lesson, it is possible to reach it. And even without the lesson, in between the lessons, it doesn't matter when a person gets up, he can feel that his heart is coming closer to the friends, and already he begins to feel that the Creator is revealed more in the connection between us. And then already he has another step forward that he is taking. Therefore, this is something you should ask yourselves. I cannot tell about myself. It seems to me that everywhere where we have some sort of a meeting, some connection, it works on everyone. The question is whether we're inspired or not, do we feel it or not, are we looking forward to it, can we calculate correctly regarding what we went through. But actually, always such actions, one who understands how to elicit benefit from them, it is truly a great gain. And what is happening with you in the world, Kli, everywhere, this is something that you need to check and understand and discuss, judge yourselves and see. But it all depends on the preparation. The entire process that this world is going through, the whole of reality, from the shattering of the Kli until the end of correction, it is all the preparation of the vessel for the revelation of the Creator in it, in the state of Dvekut, the adhesion. So, by such actions, where we want to perform between us by such actions, can we and are we capable of bringing the revelation of the Creator between us closer? And we need to think about all of this. But I think that nevertheless there is an opportunity. In many cases, for a person who doesn't yet have the importance of the goal, the correct one, which is the connection between us in which the Creator will be revealed, so he doesn't quite ascribe important to the connection of the friends as well, even a physical connection. And it might be that he doesn't even need the physical connection so much because he has a connection in his heart. He already went through this stage where he has to see these friends. It's like Rabash writes to the friends that the outstretched land of many miles no longer separates us. And it's as if I'm dancing with the friends, as if I'm hugging them and I feel them. And it all depends on what state the person is in. But nevertheless, if we realize that the result that we want to attain, which is the revelation of the Creator to the created being, is revealed between us in the connection of our hearts, our desires, our intentions, so that we're all drawn to a single point, to our emotional center, then here we need to see how to arrange these actions, these meetings, physical or virtual, so that they would be beneficial for us to reach the formation of the kli, because everything depends on the vessels. The light is in absolute rest. So, let's start with Kiev.
Спасибо, учитель. Хотелось бы сказать по поводу...
Thank you. I'd like to say about the meal itself, that it was like a mini-congress, and many, especially because it was only for like 2 hours, but not according to how it felt.
Пробуждение снизу — это Ор Хозер?
I wanted to ask about the awakening from below. Is that Ор Хозер, reflected light, returning light?
Reflected light is the response after there are preparations already, restriction and screen. Out of the connection, when we come together, when we establish ourselves correctly, and we want to raise our expectations for correction in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, this, that intention of ours is called Or Chozer, reflected light. And in that, we can already discover to that extent the Creator's attitude towards us. So it's a direct light clothing in reflected light. So we have to work on our common attitude to the Creator. And in such events, when we come together and we talk, we have a greater opportunity. But we have to try to do it nevertheless each and every day, in every lesson.
Yesterday, during the meal, there was something very special felt. It was felt that for the very first time, that it's not Petach Tikva making an event and that the world's looking, but we felt as one united kli. And the desire to meet physically wasn't in order to feel connection, but in order to feel more focused in our work of being in bestowal toward each other. I can describe situations where friends were simply thinking about the Turkish kli, the African kli, the entire kli, the entire vessel. And it was felt for the very first time that both the physical and virtual were connected, united.
Yes, yesterday it was felt more that the people who came, they wanted more to bestow to each other, and also with respect to the world kli, They were not thinking about how will we drink and eat and sing, but rather how by us being together, we are bestowing to each other.
And
that who is a result of that long break we had in such meetings, and also that nevertheless we did advance and some change occurred in the desire of each and everyone, so that one feels more how much he depends on everyone. And therefore, what I felt very nicely is that each one lost a little bit of his self-confidence, the egoistic one that he had, and instead of that, he wants to be filled with the general collective confidence, which is what we call the ervut, the mutual responsibility. And this was felt in each and every one, that they feel not quite comfortable, they don't quite know how to behave.
And
not only physically because we were not together for a long time, but rather because there was an inner change inside each and every one, so that in each and every one, an empty place was made in which to receive the others. Therefore, it turns out that we're sitting together, however, with an approach which is essentially different. That we are in a state where each one is very much expecting from the other some response, some closeness, some feeling, and without that he also feels himself as not correctly established. It's a sign that we are entering a more internal incorporation. It's very beautiful. I felt that. And hopefully other friends felt it as well. And this is very much him.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Ieri in TA4 abbiamo sentito che eravamo in un cuore solo, in un'unica.
Yesterday, in TA4, we felt that we're like one man and one heart. And the question is, this feeling, the unity that we felt, how much does it really help us advance on the way? How important is it to prepare ourselves for such events on the one hand, but also on a daily basis?
Look, it's not about the event itself and that we eat and enter there and drink and sit. It's a sign of how much I, in my heart, made room for the feeling of the friends. And I felt in making this room that I'm receiving guests and also brothers and also actually the most important components of my soul. And that in them, when they enter my heart, specifically in them, later the Creator will be revealed. That is the most important. This is the intention when he talks about the meeting of the assembly or the Yeshivat Chaverim, that I feel that they are more and more inside my heart.
Okay.
What's happening with Kiev 1? We didn't have them?
The friends, they had concerns about the feeling of equality that we have now, that it might dissipate because there was a physical gathering nonetheless in Petah Tikva, but I personally didn't have such a feeling. There was a serious international team that worked on this meal, soda, and we felt that we're all together in the same hall with you. And on the other hand, you prepared us for practically a week for this meeting. We learned how to connect as a 10 with the entire world. I personally don't necessarily feel that I've succeeded in doing it, and still we're left with many questions about how to connect. How can our 10 connect with the rest of the 10s? I hope we can scrutinize this.
Well, it's not done at once. We will have to work on it, and it's not only you, but all of us together, because you are already talking about a state, and we're intending for a state where the connection will be so much so that no one will feel himself, but only the friends. And later on, even the friends, they connect in such a way that you don't feel that they're friends, but rather it's the general coarseness of the soul that, to the extent that its parts intend towards mutual bestowal, mutual love, mutual connection, then in those inclinations towards each other, the Creator close, because these are truly inclinations to bestow to each other above the will to receive. So in them, the Creator close. And this is why, well, we will continue with this, but it's not only with you, but with everyone. I also received a great addition yesterday of that feeling, that new feeling, and let's hope that we will continue with this. We will see how, and we will advance.
Comes from Rav is here, you know, it all comes from here, the broadcasts and everything. And the question is, how do we prepare ourselves for our next event? How do we create content in which really everyone feels everyone else in a more round way?
I don't know. I think that the next event, we should do it on Shavuot, which is what, the 16th? It's on the 16th of May. And it will be an evening, a dairy meal, as is customary on Shavuot, Pentecost. A few songs, and everyone who can gather will come according to the same conditions we have really regarding the pandemic, as we had yesterday. And this is how we will do it. It seems to me that, well, because nevertheless, it's a small holiday, and this is how it used to be with Rabash also, a dairy meal in the evening, not even a meal, just maybe just a dairy cake, wine, a few songs, but nevertheless, it is an opportunity to be together. And afterwards, we have, as we're hoping for, a great virtual congress. This will be in the beginning of June. Let's say 2 weeks later, right? Or when? But 2 weeks later. And this will already be a congress that we're planning, that it will be 2 days, right? And for this, we need to get ready. So that's it. This is what we have now. When will we have other such meals like we had yesterday? I don't know. We need to think about it. But in the meantime, we have the evening dairy meal on Shavuot and the great congress. Well, we need to have more songs. More opening of the heart and not opening of the brain. This is what I think. Well, besides that, just keep going and you'll see. But don't build the meal based on me. It's a meal of the friends, it's a Shivat Haverim. All in all, the friends should be there and not me on the stage. I also asked to lower my table from the stage to be on the same height like everyone. I don't know what else to do so that I will not be conspicuous at all among everyone, because this is a meal of the friends, a meeting of the friends, and in that I'm just like everyone else. I don't need to speak before everyone, and but simply to be like everyone as much as again.
You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group.
Even though not everyone feels it, not each one feels it,
when you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship,
into a single center, if we want to connect, to assemble all of our inclinations,
you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while, from the light of life.
No.
Well, these things, apparently we have no questions about them, so.
Excerpt number 16, Rabash, the agenda of the assembly. And the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the King. To that extent, that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
That is, I need to be impressed from the Yeshivat Chavirim to what extent the Creator has become greater in my eyes. And then accordingly, I come closer to Him. That is, the friends do such a service for me. They do such great work instead of me, whereby they can bring me closer to the Creator. And it's not within my power. What does it say again, Dudi?
Excerpt 16. And the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator.
In the eyes of that person.
At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King.
That is, him among the great ones who are aiming towards the Creator, and they're taking him with them, and this is how he feels them.
At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the King. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts, during the assembly, each according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
That whatever everyone was thinking and how they appreciated the Creator, now he acquires it from them, and this is how he keeps going. Look at what is possible to do by participating in the Creator.
Hello, Rav. I have a question. I don't understand how, by being impressed by the society, we can serve better the Creator. And what is the service we are doing?
This is called each one shall help his friend. That you look at the others and you see that they are appreciating something, so whether you want to or not, you're incorporated with it, and you are also impressed by that thing. If the society that you are in values the Creator and wants to advance towards the Creator, and even if they are doing it artificially, Rabash writes, then even that way, nevertheless, you are impressed by it, and you are drawn in the same direction, that is, towards the Creator. And by that, they are very much shortening the path for you, both in terms of the force that you get from them, and also the direction that you get from them. And therefore, the agenda, the assembly of the friends is a source for a great leap in the right direction towards the Creator, on the condition that I am among people whom I appreciate as great, on the condition that I want to incorporate with what they appreciate, what they think, where they are, and on the condition that I make myself smaller towards them, as a very, very, very small towards ones who are great, great, great. All of these conditions, as Rabash writes for us, about the relation between a person and the group, if we arrange it correctly, then the person who does so, he gets from these many forces and he advances. More than that, we learned more than once from different sources that if a person wants to advance towards the Creator, he doesn't also have any other possibility besides receiving these forces from the group, from the friends. And this is why, this is actually the source of my advancement. So we need to think really well about it and try to see where I am in that and how much I'm opposed to it, because one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. Specifically, people who have a great soul, they also have great opposition to connection with the others, to be inspired by them, to connect with them, even physically during a meal or something. That is, it turns out that we have no possibility to advance towards the Creator, but only through coming closer to the friends. And let's hope that we will understand that and we will start to implement it correctly. But this is ultimately what will happen with each and every one. According to the degree of our subjugation towards the friends, we can measure the degree of our advancement to the Creator, since He exists among them, or even more correctly, behind them, so that if I come closer to them, then I become closer to Him.
Dudi,
how can we know that we serve the King?
Through the friends, I have to serve them, incorporate in them, immerse in them, so much so that I feel the Creator and actually feel that through the friends I'm serving Him.
Because maybe we were in a meal where we were inspired, we were impressed from ourselves.
No, our impression was, in the meantime, egoistic, but still, we came closer to the friends and the Creator. What are we inspired by? We're inspired by being together, by being on this path in a certain way, that this path is still hidden from us. We don't feel that we're advancing toward Lishma, toward in order to bestow. But, you know, we're being somehow awoken from above. But that's also good.
And when there is even egoistic joy and an impression, how do we elevate it in the direction of the Creator?
Importance. By importance. Who do I belong to? Who am I inspired by? Who am I coming closer to? Orders and actions of whom do I carry out, and so on.
Beseder. Beersheva.
Beersheva.
Hello, World 10. Rav, with your permission, first of all, about yesterday, it was an amazing feeling of connection, feeling the entire Kli from noon. Yesterday, we were focusing on thinking on the World Kli, and indeed, we came to the meal with this feeling that this general connection, it's all a general connection. And my question is a different one. First of all, we achieved something yesterday. And it was manifested also in the fact that the 10 is today taking part completely, fully, and we want to keep what we achieved yesterday, that point of connection towards the upper force. So how do we combine on a daily basis this coming out from the 10, coming out and then coming back in to the 10 to as we continue our work?
You have to try to be connected so much that coming out of the lesson and continuing your connection will not cause you to separate, but to the contrary, that when you come out into the broad world, you absorb from the broad world. You absorb from the world its ovyut, coarseness, and you want to remain in that same extent of connection like you had yesterday with the coarseness that you have acquired from the broad world. And this is what you work with all day long, meaning the inner impression, inspiration that you have in the heart from yesterday. Now, during the day, even though that the world is influencing you still, you have the same inspiration and you do not cool down. That's how it's supposed to be.
Your permission, Rav. Okay, I understand the answer, but I also meant the work of the 10 opposite the world Kli. The connection is we have these incursions coming out from the 10 to the world Kli, from the world Kli back to the 10. How do we combine these two directions? How do we work correctly in both directions?
That's a problem that we now have to solve, and more and more every time, of how does the 10 mix with the world Kli, our friends, wherever they are, and that this is how we come closer to each other, and more, so much that this discernment, the difference between my 10 and the world Kli disappears altogether, even though that through my 10, I always scrutinize and strengthen the connection with the world Kli. But eventually, the world Kli forces me to strengthen my connection in the 10. And so what follows is that from me to the 10, from the 10 to the world Kli, and the other way around, from the world Kli, pressure on the 10, and from the 10 on me. And this is how we all the time have to strengthen these ties, because one helps the other, and the intensity of our Kli in order to discover the Creator has to really be felt out of the 10 into the world Kli as much as possible. We are in the era of the last generation, and therefore it won't help us, neither a person being immersed only in himself like it was in previous generations, or a 10 within itself, that they don't want to know anyone else. All these wise guys, that this is what they're going to do, they will disconnect from the general flow that humanity, that all of humanity is now, that under the influence of the upper force is drawn to the end of correction. So first and foremost, we have to direct ourselves toward connection in the 10, connection of the 10 with the rest of the 10s and with the Creator.
In the multitude of the people is the King's glory. We were thinking that this would be a good topic for the next Congress. We understood this also from our meeting with you, Rav. And I wanted to ask you, what is in this principle of in the multitude of people is the King's glory? How does it aim us to work internally towards the Congress?
The Congress that we'll have in the beginning of June, this is the date that was set, so I hear. It will be about connecting the world clean, where we will try to see ourselves as 110 without conceding each of us, without conceding their own personal 10. And this is called that the King's glory is in the multitude of people. That the more people are in the same flow, same connection, same direction, then accordingly can we better and better discover the upper force.
One of the conclusions that at least I feel, and I think also in the world clear, is that the preparation for the meal is what made the meal. So the question is this annulment of elevating the friends, being inspired by them. How do we do this work so that in the Congress we will truly reach there and we will have the maximal excitement that we can extract from this event?
I think that maybe we should do it by languages, like we previously heard one of the friends say. I don't know, but we will have to find certain forms of connection, and more and more. I don't know, this is our work. We have to search. We have to find the different connections, ties, means, actions, songs, everything. Now, there's not much to say, and also to nonetheless do it or make it as virtual as possible. My big fear was that we will do it, if we'll do it in Petah Tikva, then we're as if going back to the same form that we're going back to the center being in Petah Tikva instead of it being everywhere. And we see that it doesn't work out because we see that the world is moving us apart from each other, and we'll see how these things are developing. As things are developing, we'll see that we are having greater and greater physical distances between us, even though that we're not moving physically apart, but we'll feel this on the inside on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to feel more virtually connected. I really hope that we will feel ourselves in a round kli, in a round vessel, where everyone's equal, where everyone's close to each other equally. Because the equality, first and foremost, is a sign of spirituality.
Oh, it seems that we are entering some work of incorporation from the 10 to all of the 10 to the entire world kli. The question is how on a daily basis. Oh, we had an event, we worked towards it. Now, what is our inner preparation? What should our work look like now?
I can't incorporate with the world kli, but through my 10. And this has to be clear to everyone. It is against the principal law of nature.
10,
not 9, not 11, but 10. First of all, I have to incorporate in my original group, in my original 10, and the more I'm in it, it means that I exist, and that group exists as a single unit in spirituality. There's no less than 10. And then, from the group, I can incorporate in the rest of the groups and the general world kli, but without being in my particular 10 where I determine my place, without that, I can't advance. I'm not taken into consideration. I'm not counted. I'm not felt by the Creator if I'm not incorporated in my original 10.
Okay, so now, in the preparation for the Congress, what should we put the emphasis on?
We have, toward the upcoming Congress that we'll have in June, what we have to put on our emphasis on is that we that each of us is incorporated inside his 10 in a way that he really disappears there, so much so that he's connected with them so much. And then this homogeneous 10, united homogeneous 10, wants to incorporate in the world kli, in this connection with the other tens, but for every ten to feel itself as a unit. And then, just like one person is incorporated in the ten, one ten. We felt that we're on the right path and that we have to be in an increasing connection and that we're performing the right actions and that the entire world goes as it goes, but we are really moving into a new place, into a society, into a new state, and it's progressing. We saw that this meal didn't cancel anything, but it adds to this in the same direction. And therefore today we really feel stronger and more correctly oriented. Our next goal is to strengthen everyone's tens and to try and start connecting between the tens into a general kli, so that this general kli will also strengthen each and every ten from within. And then the benefit is that I am incorporated in the 10 in order to incorporate in the general kli, by doing so to pass my force, the force of my 10 into the general kli, and the force of the general kli, my 10 also from it receives the surrounding light that envelops it, that helps it become more crystallized, connected, united, and this how we will advance in the strengthening of each and every particular ten, and also the strengthening of the general clean. This how it mutually works. And the Creator, the broader, the bigger the kli is, the vessel is, the more he.
Quote number 17 from Barasula. Obtaining the greatness depends entirely on the environment, and a single person cannot do a thing about it whatsoever. Yet there are two conditions to obtaining the greatness. One, always listen and accept the appreciation of the environment to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great. As it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To receive the first condition, Each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. In that state, he will be able to receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone, since the great cannot receive from a smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, only the small is impressed by the appreciation of the great. For the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in his generation. Then the environment will influence him as though it were a great environment, as it should be, since quality is more important than quantity.
Ну, вот по отношению к товарищу в десятке, это понятно, как раскрывается, я вижу, как я на него влияю.
In relation to the friend, towards the friend in the ten, it's clear, it becomes revealed as hatred, but, and then influence bestowed. But how will the ten influence or bestow to the whole world lead, the preparation for the Congress, for example?
You're asking two different things here. You're asking how does the ten influence the general kli, and how do we do it in advancing to the Congress? These are two different things. Of course, the ten necessarily is incorporated in all the rest of the souls, and all the souls, everyone including everyone, are already connected, only on part of the Creator and not on part of the created beings. And I have to try to connect them according or by my efforts, that just like the Creator made us from above, then in relation to us, He broke it all in order for us to restore our connection by ourselves, by spiritual forces. The Creator, He broke us by instilling corporeal forces, inserting corporeal forces into the vessel of the soul. And this is called, I have created the evil inclination, and we have to invert this bad into good. Not to chase it away, but simply to turn it into good, and then we reach an intensity of connection between us that's 620 times greater, and what the Creator did to begin with, as if it doesn't count. But we're the ones who made these things, and we reach the corrected structure then.
И как же нам это обеспечить вот на ну вот от десятки к мировому?
And how do we guarantee that this will happen from the tent towards the entire kli?
You have to look for how to do it. The truth is that the rules don't change. Meaning that if you know how to connect in a ten, then by that you will know how to connect all the tens into one big ten, into the original ten sfirot of the one soul. And everything's already in your hands. Try. And perform this action and extend it over all of mankind, at least over Bnei Baruch, the entire Bnei Baruch.
Is there room here for some special incorporation on the level of the ten, let's say with respect to the next Congress?
Still, you want for me to deal with it. Search for ways to do it. That's the work. That the connection, not in the ten, but between the tens, this is the work that is attributed to the last generation, to us, as opposed to all previous generations. And therefore, precisely in it, do we have to become experts? And from that, later, we come to the general correction of the world. But first and foremost, to prepare ourselves, the entire world, clean, to be as one ten. So search for how to do it, and we'll scrutinize it together. Ask, I'm also relatively new in this, just like you are, because these corrections never happened in the world before. It's a new generation, the last generation, that before that, this degree was not revealed. Kabbalists were always 10. That's it. The main thing is that they had a 10. Well, okay, several 10s, suppose, like in Kotsk and other places, but not that many anyway. Because these were all relatively small groups, and what you had around them was Hasidic groups, supporters that revolved around them, like there are many of our friends that they don't want to get deeper into the spiritual connection between us. But they're supporters, they're in favor, they help, they're drawn to it. It's what we call Hasidism. But the main thing for us are those people that are willing to put in all of their energy in order to connect and
Даров, вот возвращаясь к отрывку, который сейчас читали, Бааль Сулам пишет, что есть два условия.
If to go back to the excerpt we read now, Бааль Сулам writes that there are two conditions to obtaining the greatness, the force, the greatness of the Creator. As much as I read this excerpt, I don't manage to understand the difference between the two conditions. And what is more confusing even is that in the end he adds that quality is more important than quantity.
The first condition, what does he say? Always listen and accept the appreciation of the environment to the extent of their greatness. That's what you're talking about. And then the environment should be great. And the first condition, which is always listen and accept the appreciation of the environment to the extent of their greatness, meaning that a person always accepts the environment, he's impressed and inspired by it. And the second condition that for the environment to be great, meaning what? It's not that it has to grow in quantity, but that in regard to him, it will become ever greater. That's what it's about. So the first condition is that a person positions himself to be inspired by the environment. And the second condition is that a person works on appreciating the environment. Eventually, this brings him to just one result, for the Creator to be great in his eyes, so much so that, as it says, the king's glory is in the multitude of people, for the Creator to become revealed that as great, that he is great, that he fulfills all of reality, and a person appreciates reality, and that this reality is fulfilled with the Creator, filled with the Creator, and this how he discovers the Creator.
Turkey 3. You mentioned a question from my friend. In this excerpt, it is written, quality is more important than the quality, and in the multitude of people is the king's glory. Can you explain more?
In spirituality, much, majority, high, great, broad, it all talks about inner things, connection. In spirituality, there's no such thing as quantity. Even when we say 9 and not 11, but 10 and a few 10s together, it's all a qualitative and not quantitative matter. Spirituality is only about qualities and not quantities. Everything depends on the measure to which a person appreciates the Creator, and according to the extent to which he does, he brings himself closer to the Creator. It's like you have a telescope, or how do you call it? binoculars. So the more you turn it, adjust it, the closer you bring that thing that you want to see. So by turning, and bring the thing closer to you, it's the measure of the importance that you have for that thing and not the steps that you make toward him. He doesn't change. He doesn't come closer or move away, but you, on the inside, elevate his importance and greatness, and that's why you see him the way that you do. The Creator, he's everywhere. We don't see him. What's important to us? Only to arrange ourselves in order for us to discover him, to start feeling where he is. His glory fills the world. Fills where? And where is the Creator that fills it with his glory?
Rav, from this excerpt, we understand the importance of being the smallest among the friends. But how do we achieve this and practice an orten? Toda Rav.
By raising the importance, all the changes that you have in the measures of nearing or moving away in relation to the friends and accordingly in relation to the Creator, which is one and the same, only the importance toward it. What's the difference between the importance of the friends and the importance of the Creator? That you have to come closer to the friends in such a way that you'll start feeling the Creator that's hidden among them. It's a matter of closeness, nearing, consideration, adhesion. Like Rabash writes about the friends, about the measure to which he yearns for them. And this is actually what's supposed to be. You want to attain the Creator? Adjust, modify your approach to the friends. And as much as possible, and this could take many years, but nonetheless, you will reach a state where you will discover that this is the only thing that's important, and only. It doesn't seem to you so, you reject it, you don't want to hear about it, instead of that you want to be engaged in different other things. I understand you. I went through these things in the most extreme ways. From extreme rejection towards society and so on and everything, but nonetheless, this is how it is. That, to the measure to which we can nonetheless overcome the rejection and approach the friends, and instead of them, suddenly we start feeling the Creator. We look deeper in at who he is, who they are, the Creator is forming them. We discover the Creator's work. Where? When I look at the friends, at the 10, at each and every friend, I see that it is a created being. Created being meaning what? The work of the Creator. The work of the Creator is what we have to be engaged in. Meaning, the work of the Creator is to come to know whoever is outside of me and the measure to which I draw them closer to myself.
Baltia 2. Насколько надо обращать внимание на количество в десятке?
Спасибо. To which extent should we pay attention to the quantity in the ten?
Миута рабим шнаем.
It says, two are already a group. Meaning that if there are two people, then a person can already learn from the only friend that he has about the relationship between him and the Creator. but it's hard. Because I have to both be inspired on the one hand, on the other hand, to criticize and also to be above the criticism and so on. And so it's very hard with just one person, even though that is how things were. That's how it was. And therefore, it's possible that way too. Meaning it doesn't necessarily have to be 10, but still, 5, 6, 7, it is a... it's a quantity that's...
Again, 19. To be complete, all the souls must connect in her and become one in her. At that time, the divinity shines in a great correction, for she is a bride. And then, you are all beautiful, my wife, and no flaw is left, since by the power of mutual responsibility, each one corrects for the other, and you find that everything is corrected.
Asia.
Asia.
Good morning, Raf. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, Raf. My question is, does the intensity of the perception of the center of the tent related to the intensity of the masa?
The intensity of the perception and the intensity of the work of the ten is entirely dependent on the screen that the whole ten brings. The screen is the collision, the rejection, the effort of all the friends in connection. All in all, what they're establishing between them, with all the resistances between them, the collisions between them, with all the hatred between them, to such an extent that they want to help each other, to such an extent they want to kill each other. When they rise above it, in connection, that's called the building of the screen. When the screen is a screen against their ego, that is becoming more and more clear in them. And as opposed to that, they're building a connection between them despite the ego, in faith above reason. Then they build the screen this way, and in this screen they reveal the Creator. So they have the coarseness of the screen. That's the disturbances that there are between them, and the intensity of the screen, when despite the disturbances, there's a connection between them, and that's how they build. And all the negation you have, and all the positive things between them, they build the screen. In the screen, there's the force of coarseness, of yut, to the extent they hate, and they're rejecting each other. And besides the force of coarseness, there's the force of purity, zakut, when they rise above the rejection, and nonetheless, they're connecting between them. And then they have coarseness, they have purity, and accordingly, they start entering the equivalence of form with the upper light. To the extent that they overcome coarseness, and to the extent that they purify the coarseness between them above the coarseness through the connection between them. And then they discover the upper light between them, which is the Creator. Is this clear? Dudi, I hope you got it.
Yes, really nice. We're waiting for Tess.
Yes, that's why I said it's our plan to reach Tess. But to reach it the right way, bit by bit. I don't want to jump to it. It will be mechanical. And then the ones who love this physics will learn rather than inner work. The whole work is only about men. Киев.
Мы преодолеваем отторжение, как вы сказали, и это определяет наш экран.
We are overcoming the repulsion. You said that's what determines our screen above everything that occurs. So what's the light in this?
The extent of mutual bestowal that you discover in this new relation above you, which is above hatred, nonetheless, we establish relations of love. And that's the light. The light of love that you discover.
What can we give him? What do you mean you can give him something?
You can't give the Creator anything because he has no vessels of reception. All you can give him is your work, wanting to resemble him, building yourself like him. That's basically the gift you give him. You appreciate him and you want to be like him.
So how does this work? It turns out he gives us these conditions of repulsion.
That's called, my sons have defeated me. He intentionally gives you the counter side and you work against it. And when you work, it seems to you, you're going against your ego, against all kinds of forces that disturb you. The only thing you're acting against is the Creator. There's none else besides him.
Он как раз и теряется. То есть мы как-то вот преодолеваем между нами, а вот он, его фактор...
He gets lost. I mean, he gets lost. We overcome everything by us, but the factor of the ego is something that slips between our fingers.
You're doing it in order to give contentment to the Creator. That's how it's written everywhere. If that's still... You don't yet see it. Well, what can you do? But it will be revealed more and more. It will come. The more you're going to have to do, the more you do to your friends, the more you do for them, you'll have more of a need to discover the Creator. Chadera 2.
First of all, I want to give thanks in the name of my 10 for yesterday evening. It was a really special evening. And my question regarding the excerpt we read, the matter of avut, mutual responsibility, says in the force of mutual responsibility, each one corrects for the other and you find that everything is corrected. What does that mean, that one corrects for the other?
No one can correct himself. Rather, only through integration with others. Because I don't see any flaw in me, but rather the more impression I get from the friends, and accordingly I pray to the Creator that will help me correct myself, coming closer and loving them accordingly, that's my correction. Meaning, it turns out that I see others. I don't see others. What I see in others is the shape of my ego, and then I turn to the Creator so that He will give me such forces that instead of hating them, I will love them. And that's how I truly erect the positive force of the Creator. He gives us a negative force that when we egoistically relate to the whole world, to everyone, and we try to do, instead of that, to get from Him a positive force, that's called you.
Excerpt 20. One should accustom oneself
to always instill love of friends in his heart until his dying day, and continue with this until his soul is adhered and they will cling to one another. Then when all are as one man, the Creator will dwell within them and will shower them with ample salvations and comforts, and they will rise with an elevation of body and soul. Once again, 20. One should accustom oneself to always instill love of friends in his heart until his dying day, and continue with this until his soul is adhered and they will cling to one another. Then when all are as one man, the Creator will dwell within them and will shower them with ample salvations and comforts, and they will rise with an elevation of body and soul.